You don't need to tell everybody your dreams. You don't need to tell everybody your desires. You don't even need to tell everybody what you want. It is important to move in silence so people don't know what to attack. Hi, guys. Welcome back. My name is Chanel Roberts. I'm super excited for this episode. I feel like I say that every single episode, but we need to talk about the importance of moving in silence. Moving in silence is so good for your mental health. It's so good for you. It's so good for imposter syndrome. It also commands respect. There's so many different things about it. I feel like every single time I told someone my moves before I actually made the move, I ended up not doing the move. It's very real. And I feel like sometimes there's been times I've told people things that I wanted to do or things I wanted in my life, and oftentimes they'll try to talk you out of it. I know a lot of y'all can relate to it. And I think that's like why it's so important to keep shit to yourself. Like, you don't need to tell everybody your dreams. You don't need to tell everybody your desires. You don't even need to tell everybody what you want. It is important to move in silence so people don't know what to attack. Like, for real, for real. Like, honestly, float like a butterfly and sting like a bee, especially when you get to where you want to get to. But most importantly, just keep it to yourself. My best advice is to keep it to yourself. Keep the pain to yourself. Keep the hurt to yourself. Keep the worry to yourself. And I feel like when you move in silence, it just kind of really helps when it comes to achieving and chasing your dreams. I'm going to give you a little bit of a story time. About 4 or 5 years ago, me and my husband kept talking about moving to California. Like, it was like at the top of our list. We kept telling everyone, we're like, yeah, we're going to move. 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 And I had friends, great friends who I'm still friends with. And I remember at the time I was saying I want to move to California because I feel like Dallas is not where it's at right now. Like, I feel like there's certain things that I want to do in my life. There's certain, you know, the opinions of other, like, why don't you just be, you could be a big fish here in a little pond. You know, you could be a big fish here in a little pond and things like that. Or like, why can't you just do what you want to do in California here? Why can't you bring it here? Why can't you bring it to Dallas? Like, take it from me. Take the advice from me as someone who has constantly suppressed their dreams of wanting to move out of their hometown. To the fact of the matter is that I have been a very big fish in a very little pond, and I've outgrown this space, and I'm going kind of crazy right now. You know exactly what you want, and I feel like you can't always tell people your dreams. I feel like a lot of people can't comprehend your dreams because a lot of people will be like, that doesn't make sense. Or a lot of people are honestly, like I've said before, too uneducated to understand. A lot of people really are small-minded, and a lot of people have their own aspirations, their own dreams in life, and because they haven't done like the inner child healing, like we talked about in the last podcast, because they haven't done their own work, they'll try to talk you out of it. And this isn't a between you and people thing. This is between a you and God thing. And there are some things you need to keep to yourself in particular, especially when it comes to your dreams. It just helps so much when you just allow it to be between you and God, because the moment you start inviting other people in is the moment that people start giving you their advice and telling you should do this and telling you should do that. Why are we taking opinions from people when God has given us something within ourselves, given us an idea, given us something that we can have to ourselves? In a world where we are constantly looking like lookalikes, where it's constant identity crisis, identity issues, it is so important to understand and recognize when there is something being given to you, whether it's a gift, whether it's a calling, whether it's a voice that you're hearing, feeling, whether it's a vision, whether it's a dream, whether it's an aspiration, whether it's writing, whether it's acting, whether it's modeling, whatever it may be, whether it's being a doctor, whether it's being a lawyer, sometimes the best thing, not even sometimes, it is best for you to move in silence, quietly, and keep it to yourself. Yes, there are very, very few people we can trust. Like, I know my best friend Alexa, she's going to be the first person I tell everything and anything to, because I know she's going to listen and the advice is going to be sound. My husband, of course. But I just feel like when people love you and when people care about you, especially when it comes to your dreams, a lot of times people don't know how to remove you not serving them in some way. People are so focused on how it's going to actually affect them. Like, when I think about talking about moving out of California, I think a lot of the reason why I was talked out of it for such a long time was because these were friendships with people that wanted me to be there because they were going through their own things and stuff. And that's okay. These are my great friends. I love them. I understand, you know, it's hard when people move away, or it's hard when people pivot and make a change or do something different. But the truth is, I think when someone really loves you and you establish a boundary with them when it comes to you, people that love you, when you establish a boundary and say, hey, this is what I want out of my life, this is how I'm going to fulfill my life, I know it's going to require me moving here, I know it's going to require me walking away from this job, I know it's going to require me cutting off this relationship. When you set boundaries with yourself and when you set boundaries with people, the people that actually love you are going to be like, wow, I'm so proud of you for putting yourself first. The people that don't love you are going to be like, how could you betray? How could you make me feel this way? How could you make me feel that way? Because when people actually love you, they respect who you are as a person. They respect who you are becoming. They respect where you're headed. And I hate this idea, this notion that you shouldn't tell people your next move, but it's true. We are literally living in a very strange time where people want to beat you to the punch. People want to rob you of your ideas. People want to come at you. And most importantly, people want to talk you out of things. Like, you don't need any unsolicited opinions. Like, the universe has no judgment. So I think that's another thing that people don't understand. The universe doesn't have judgment. If you decide to stay in a space, if you decide to stay in the same environment, the universe is going to work for you in that environment. If you decide to move to a different city, the universe is going to work for you in that different city. It is completely up to you. There really is no right and wrong answer with what it should be that you should do. The wrong answer is going to be the thing that's going to be unfulfilling and the thing that's going to make you feel sad and depleted and depressed. The right answer is fulfilling your calling and fulfilling your wants and fulfilling your desires. I hate the idea that life is short. Yes, life is short, but we are so fortunate, not all of us, but most of us are fortunate to have so many different years in our life. You know, your 20s can be for self-development and growth. Your 30s can be for actually pivoting and pursuing those dreams and careers. Your late 30s could be for even having children at this point. Your 40s can be for buying your dream home. You know what I'm saying? There's so many different ways to be. But the best thing to be is to allow yourself to move in silence. When you build in silence and you never announce your moves, like stop announcing your moves to people because they don't need to know. Number one, I honestly feel like silence commands respect. Like, keep being a mysterious bitch. Like, keep being a baddie. Keep keeping it to yourself. Yeah, keep showing up and being kind. But, like, people can't judge what they don't know. They can have perceptions. They can make up scenarios. They can make up stories. They can make up all types of things about you. But there is no real or true answer because you're really not giving them anything to work with. I do think and respect people who keep things to themselves and stop being around people that you actually overshare too much with. Anytime I've ever actually overshared too much, it's because I'm in an environment with someone that doesn't really give anything to the conversation, doesn't really have much of a personality, and also in a way is asking kind of weird and strange questions. So you end up oversharing because you're trying to build the void and fill the space of how awkward and strange this exchange is. And then you walk away and you're like, damn, why did I overshare? Like, I hate when I overshare. And like, I had to stop doing that. Like, okay, if we're having a conversation and you're being short and you're not giving me anything to work with, it's not my job to tell you about the time my dad left. Like, I'm not doing that. It's not my job to tell you about the time my mom did this. It's not my responsibility. I'm going to keep it short. I'm going to keep it to myself. When you stay silent, it commands respect. You don't have to tell everybody your move. People don't need to know your every single play. Most importantly, people really, I don't know, some people don't care and some people actually just keep you around and keep up with you. I saw this funny TikTok and it was hilarious and it was like, funny, side note, because every time you tell me a secret about yourself, I actually forget. And it was so funny because like, this is honestly so me because I genuinely can't remember a lot of the things that people tell me because I'm my own little mess in my own little head. When you build in silence, it also eliminates outside noise and opinions. I feel like I've succumbed to this too. And it goes back to what I said about like when I stopped doing my podcast, the destiny swapping, bullying, things like that. I found myself like not doing the things that I wanted to do because someone had inserted their opinion or had made a perception or an ideology about me without knowing me. And really and truly, it's because I am silent. It's because I don't tell people my moves. And I think that can be scary, too, is when you're not someone that does overshare. I used to be a huge oversharer in my early 20s. Now I don't really share at all. Like, I share what I want to share, but I like being private and keeping some things to myself. And I feel like when you don't overshare and you don't tell someone your next move, some people can kind of act crazy towards that because they need you to create. They need to keep stealing from you. They need to keep copying off of you. So like when you are moving into a different path where you're a little bit more silent and a little bit more mysterious and a little bit more to yourself, people lose their fucking minds and they don't know how to react to that. So I feel like I have had a lot of opinionated people around me in my life, people telling me I should do this, people telling me I should do that. And I feel like, you know, as Black women, as women of color, whether you're Hispanic, whether you're Asian, I feel like there's always someone telling us that this is how we should do it and this is how it should be done, because there's this constant need to get ahead in life because we all know that it's not an even playing field. It's not an even playing field with our white counterparts. We have to work a little bit harder, and we also have to encounter a lot of unsolicited opinions, which also mask as stereotypes. We're constantly trying to beat this odd. We're constantly trying to not be perceived, or we're constantly trying to win over our parents, win over our relationships, win over society. So in doing so, we have to be privy to the opinions. We have to be privy to the fact that if I go into this job interview, I can't have my purple cornrows in. I got to go put in a bust down 30-inch, you know, bone straight extensions, hair, sewing, things like that. And I think, you know, outside opinions actually allow you to never fully be yourself. So just learning to build in silence allows you and helps you eliminate outside noise and opinions. Like, this is between you and God. This isn't between you, God, and your parents. This isn't between you, God, and your friend. This is between you and God. Another thing, too, about building in silence so people don't know what to attack is it also prevents others from blocking your progress. Like, I don't ever want to say, I don't want to be one of those people that believe that, oh, my God, like, if I share, like, you know, like, it will be taken away from me, or what's for me is for me and nothing can get in the way of that. I do believe in black magic, and that's from reading the Four Agreements. I do believe that people will speak ill over your life, and you don't have to take it on. You don't have to listen to what they say, but we are human beings that are affected by things that are said to us and about us. If someone tells you you're not good enough, if someone tells you you're not smart enough, if someone tells you you're not pretty enough, if someone tells you you're not skinny enough, if someone tells you you don't have enough weight on you, if someone tells you you should get that BBL, no matter how much we love ourselves and know ourselves, to some degree, that shit does sting, especially when you hear it more than once. And I feel like because of these outside noises and because for instance, like if you want to become a famous actor and say you have a Roman nose or whatever, I think Roman noses are absolutely beautiful. I'm just using that as an example. But say you have a Roman nose, they're actually my favorite type of nose. And someone says, yeah, you could be an actor, but you know, your nose. Now you're kind of stuck over here listening to all this other shit that they done said to you. You didn't allow some outside noise into your space. And now you're questioning your damn nose that you weren't questioning to begin with. Because you shared something so sacred that shouldn't be shared with anyone else about something that you want to do. I'm not saying don't share. But you know exactly who you can trust when it comes to your truth, when it comes to your dreams, when it comes to the type of reality that you want. Because when someone loves you, they respect your boundaries and they love you, your cuts. They don't want you to change anything about yourself. You know, when people want you to change, it's because they actually don't like you. They don't like the person that you are. When someone is pushing you to change, they don't like you as a person. And so it's important to be around people that do love you and care about you and challenge you and things like that. But we cannot let in all of these like outside comments and opinions, because it will prevent you and block you from your progress. There's so many things for me that I wanted to do that I still want to do, and I'm finally working up the courage to actually do it. But the in between of doing it, like, you know, life is a roller coaster. We sometimes think it's just going to be like this straight up thing, but it is a roller coaster. And I really found myself like I'm not even kidding, like really struggling to make those strides because I was listening to a lot of outside banters. Words fucking hurt. People say them and they know exactly where to stab. They know exactly how to sting. We carry it home with us. it starts very early on where someone says, like, your voice actually isn't enough. Like, your opinions are weird. I don't really care about what you have to say. Like, I feel like you say stupid stuff and things like that. Like, we start to really lose our voice. And it's because we're not always allowed to show our true personalities, and we're not always allowed to show who we really are. And that's why I always say change the environment that you're in, because if you're in an environment where you can't fully express yourself and fully can't be, then it's not the right environment. And a lot of us, especially in today's world, we're living in a time where you can't be anything but the status quo. There's this whole thing right now. This is going to be later, but the whole New York City influencers are boring on TikTok. And I think it's so good because it's opening up a wider conversation about the simple fact that, like, first off, y'all aren't following Black women and women of color. And two, yeah, these bitches don't know how to be anything else but this, a carbon copy of one another, because that's what's in. You know, how many of those girls actually have other dreams and aspirations? I'm sure there's a bunch of them that do. But the reality is being this type of way makes the most sense, because outside noise and outside validation is saying that this is the thing that makes the most sense. You don't want to overshare, and you don't need to share, because you don't want people to block you of your progress. When you don't share your dreams, it also removes a lot of pressure off of you, because you're able to cry in silence when it doesn't work out. You're able to cheer when it does. You're able to take a break when you need to, when you feel fatigued, when you feel drained. You're able to be kind with yourself. And most importantly, there's so much character development that goes into moving in silence and being alone and focusing on yourself, your wants, your desires. You get to develop a sense of self-worth. You get to develop as a person, as a human. You can also learn to grow without distraction. When you build in silence, you grow without distraction, because no one knows. I love when people are like, wait, I didn't know she had a voice like that. Wait, I didn't know she knew how to write like that. Damn, I didn't know she was in shape like that. Because no one knows, because you're growing without distractions. And another thing too is, like, when you build in silence, like, it keeps you from being drained. I feel like a lot of us feel fucking drained because we're always running our goddamn mouths too much, saying, oh, I'm gonna start this business, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna do that. So, like, we're telling people all of our wants and dreams, and we have to live up to this expectation, because now they're asking, so how's this going? How's the office going? Knowing damn well you ain't signed no lease, knowing damn well this, how's your new car going? Knowing damn well you in debt now trying to have this dream car that you want, knowing damn well you in debt trying to live in that dream apartment, knowing that you are putting so much pressure to keep up with yourself. I see a lot of artists and I see a lot of creatives that cannot keep up with the status quo because they've ran their mouth too much and didn't give themselves time to actually work in silence. A lot of rappers, a lot of singers, a lot of artists, they spend so much time talking about it so much to other people and less about the groundwork of getting there, that they find themselves having to take shortcuts because their egos have gotten in the way of the simple fact that they cannot perform the way that they thought or said that they could perform, because they put so much outside pressure. They went and ran their mouth to a million and one fucking people saying, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna do this, that now that they have to live up to this status, to this standard, because they done went and ran their mouth to too many different people, and you've created an entire persona and personality around it, and it's like your fault. I hate to say it, it's your fault. Like, why would you put so much pressure on yourself, and why would you put yourself in a position to be drained, and now you're hustling and bustling and working three jobs that now you're so stuck. Now you're so damn so stuck on, like, the idea of actually being the artist and being the creative and having the job and having the dream car. You're so stuck on it that you can't even live in it because you're working yourself to death trying to keep up with it. Like, some of y'all are working yourself to death trying to keep up with the lifestyle that you faked because you opened your mouth too much. And I'm not saying that you aren't a real person. The reality is you spend so much time yapping and talking about it that, like, you're making things seem bigger or better than what they actually are, when you really and truly should have just kept your mouth closed and grew in silence. It's not too late to stop running your mouth. It's not too late to pull back. It's not too late to move in silence and work in silence and build in silence and grow in silence. I think the number one thing is to stop running your fucking mouth. Like, stop running your mouth. Like, that's the best advice I can give you. Stop talking. You talk too much. Many successful people like Steve Jobs, I know we can't stand Elon Musk, Albert Einstein, a lot of those successful, even Beyonce. Beyonce talks so much about not being the cool girl and being overlooked and being painfully quiet and shy in school. A lot, even Rihanna, a lot of these people have built their lives and career in silence, letting their work speak for itself. That is the dream. Nobody's work speaks for itself anymore. It's so rare. There's very few people on social media who I absolutely love. I think Any Given Sunday is great. I think Tony Bravo is great. These are wonderful people whose work speaks for themselves, people whose work I love. My friend Baja, her work speaks for herself. My friend Naeche, her work speaks for themselves. Doshi, like, work speaks for themselves because there's something about them. There's this gravitational pull where we're seeing them become something, and they just share so little, but we see the work. Like, when I think of Leanna Deeb, she's another great person. It's like there's so much discipline behind closed doors that you see her buying a $12,000 Goyard trunk, and you're like, oh my, I'm not saying she bought a $12,000 Goyard trunk, but for instance, she just moved into like a crazy New York City penthouse, and it's like, God dang, girl is paid, because she's not running her mouth talking about how much money she's making. She makes her vlogs and stuff, but it's literally about her eating clean and prayer and focusing on God and focusing on her work and focusing on her own self-development. Like, it's insane. It's miraculous to see that, because we're just seeing the hard work she's putting in. We're not seeing the fruits of it. And too many of us want people to see the fruits so quickly that we put ourselves in debt, that we put ourselves in trouble, because we live with such a scarcity mindset. And most importantly, we don't know how to build in silence, and we don't know how to keep it to ourselves. I feel like anytime, like, I overshared, also, like, I want to also talk about, like, how sometimes we share because it might be based around fear and worry, or we want to be accepted. And I think there's another element to that, too. You know, beyond the ego and stuff, I think that, for me at least, like, growing up, I always tended to share a lot about my accomplishments, not so much my bad days, because I wanted to be accepted so badly by family members. I remember the first time I actually like met like my father, the first time I had met him, I was so determined to win him over. I sung like the cheetah girls for him. I showed him my report card. I told him about school. I'm an A honor roll student. Like, I was just throwing it all out there because I wanted that acceptance. And I feel like a lot of times some of us really do struggle with that growth and growing in silence, because we feel like sometimes our sense of self-worth equates to our accomplishments. And sometimes when we accomplish, it's best to share with our parents so they can love us or like us more. So I think there's also that factor too, where it isn't ego or isn't egotistical. And a lot of people that operate like that tend to achieve high, but they feel so immediately drained because there's no self-care. There isn't any time to self. There isn't any inner child healing. It's because we're not really allowed to build in silence, especially if you're a Black creator. A lot of times, like, you feel like you have to show your work or show your efforts to let other people know that they can do it too. But as I'm getting older, I'm starting to realize, like, the best things that we as Black women and women of color can do is prioritize ourselves and take care of ourselves, and not let that be expanded upon the simple fact that we may feel the need to showcase or show off what we have or show off what we're doing and stuff. We are allowed to build in silence, because when you build in silence, you are giving yourself room to heal. You're giving yourself room to grow. You're giving yourself so much time to love on yourself, so much time to be kind to yourself. You're giving yourself the ability to make room for yourself. And I don't want to keep moving throughout my life with this thing. I mean, I don't anymore, but when I was in my early 20s, I was moving throughout my life a lot with the belief and feeling that if I exceed, if I'm excellent in everything, that X, Y, and Z will love me more. That if I shared with my friends what I had going on, that's where a lot of friendship loss came from, is sharing with them accomplishments and things, that they would love me more, but it would mask from their end as envy and jealousy. With my family, with family members, I thought that if I accomplished and achieved more and shared with them, it would make them love me more. But the reality is, they didn't like me whether I was low, and they didn't like me whether I was high, and there was absolutely nothing I can do about it. A lot of us feel like we have to share because we want people to like us. We want to be accepted. We want to be loved. And my best advice to you is to say, fuck it. You don't owe anyone an explanation. You're entitled to move in silence. You're so entitled to give yourself the freedom to make mistakes. When you build in silence, people don't know what to attack because they don't even know what you're building. They have no idea that you're literally building. They have no idea that you're building mountains and cities. They have no idea. Like, tuck it underneath your bed, keep it underneath your bed, hide it from the world, hide it from friends, hide it from family. That's okay for you to do, because whenever you step on that little mountain you made, if the mountain falls apart, if the puzzle doesn't fix, you're able to go back to the drawing board in silence alone and work through it. It's okay to do that. They don't even know that you're building cities. They don't even know what you're creating. They don't even know that you're getting calls and feedbacks from this, that you're writing a best-selling book. They don't even know that you're about to become a best-selling author. They don't even know that your film was about to be adapted into a movie. They don't even know that you're about to be casted for an acting role. They have no idea, and that's a beautiful thing. Let them see you on this big screen. Let them see your book at Barnes & Noble, where they just show up and they're like, whoa, hold on. This says Janelle Roberts on here. Wait, this says such and such name. Whoa. Let it be that. Because that way no one can ever take any credit for the work that you put in. That way you don't owe anyone anything because you put the work in there. Also, building in silence removes the pressure that you owe anyone anything. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. My name is Janelle Roberts. I love this episode. I feel like these feel very personal to me. They feel like journal entries. So funny. My assistant Eunice said, Janelle, it's like a journal entry. And that's kind of like what Luke always says to me too. And I'm just really blessed to be able to come on this platform. Y'all, be sure to like, please be sure to share. Please be sure to subscribe to the To All The People podcast. I'll see you guys in my next episode. Y'all have a great day. Bye.